Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Oh my God, I'm such a blanket hoarder.
Yeah, I have a lot of blankies.
And then when I'm at Target, I still buy another one.
I just got a gift card like when I moved in from my aunt and uncle. And what did I buy? Throws. Why? Why? I don't need those. I have some.
Why do we do that? Because they're just so soft in the store. You can't.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, I want the new ones. But then the old ones are good for like putting on the couch where Bella lays, or like she loves a spot in the guest room, so I have a little blankie for her there to like not mess up the bedspread, you know? So then I'm like, well, I'll keep the old ones for other stuff.
So you are a hoarder when it comes to blankets.
Yeah.
That's really weird. I have like my bedroom, my spare bedroom closet, they're stacked probably 4 feet high. Blankets from Florida. Because just...
I thought you said from Florida.
Florida, like, 4 feet.
They
from
have,
Florida.
Like, a good brand,
yes, no. Because you just know, like, when people come over, I know it's weird. Like, if you go outside, then you hand everybody a blanket and they just get all
toasty
cozy
by the fire.
Yeah. Steve doesn't have
anything. Steve's like, yeah, no one comes over.
No.
That's
going outside.
Oh, God.
My blankets are indoor only.
Oh, my God.
I have more sheets probably than blankets. More fitted sheets than blankets, probably.
You don't? Do you not have the plain sheet, the non-fitted sheet?
For some reason, yeah, I think I saved them for like when I would move. I would use them as the moving blankets and stuff.
Wait,
why do guys?
You don't
hate
use
that?
The sheet?
I knew he was going to say that. Guys, do you like the middle sheet?
Of course,
Yeah, of course.
I do use that one. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
To protect my comforter that's so big I can't wash it. So yeah. It's
but
a barrier.
Otherwise,
you're saying there are guys who buy a bed set and don't use the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
They just use the fitted one.
Uh-huh.
I don't use the sheet.
And girls.
You're a guy? Why don't you use the sheet?
I have it on my bed to protect the fitted sheet, so I don't have to wash that one. But I don't get under it or anything.
I don't understand it.
So what, you sleeping? Do you sleep on the fitted sheet?
No, I sleep on that the main sheet, not the comforter, but like the sheet. But I don't. It's tucked under my mattress.
Like this is the weird. Like I don't understand what we're talking. Like, and Amber's totally comfortable with it. Like you knew
I
it
think
existed.
It's crazy, but I know it exists. I think it's so weird.
Because you have the sheet that protects that keeps the comforter off of your body, so you don't have to keep washing the comforter.
So you guys look at sheets as protecting other things, not something to keep you warm?
That's what I think of it as.
It's something to keep you warm.
Yes.
But Steve's using it to protect his comforter. So Steve's protecting bottom up, and you're protecting bottom or top down.
Yeah.
So then what do you sleep? Then what's on top of you?
Just the comforter.
And you have what on top of you? Both the sheet
and the comforter.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't want the sheet there, but you just don't want to wash your comforter.
There's that.
What?
And then you guys put that around the bottom
skirt?
Of the, that.
You have to have the skirt.
You guys skirt it up?
Of course.
Mine is an upholstered bed, so I don't need the skirt, but I did used to have a skirt.
Skirt.
I now have a form-fitting skirt. I don't like the hangy skirts because then they get all dusty and stuff.
Yeah.
The
mine
skirt
is now like neoprene or whatever. It's like a It's like spandex.
So oh,
it's
that's
like,
cool.
Sucks to the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's way better.
So it's all frilly.
But then when I'm really tucking in, then it gets pulled out, and then you pull it out, and then the sheets pull out. Like making my bed's like a 30-minute process.
That's oh, wow.
Because it's a huge, yeah, it's a huge bed.
The cleaning lady will make my bed.
Well, I mean, what?
You too. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Wait a second.
But okay, keep going.
My bed, my cleaning lady.
You know, and she does a great job, but she does it where it's more down towards the foot as opposed to up, and I have to it's just.
She does it too hard?
Yeah, everything's
she tucks it too far under.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when the sheet's tucked in too much.
Yeah.
I got to undo it.
I don't like that.
No, you have to have the sheet tucked in a bunch.
Oh, it's
that's
too,
the point.
Isn't your,
yeah.
Otherwise, then it's just then your feet come out the bottom. You don't want your feet to come out.
Well, the bottom needs to be tucked, but then on the sides when it's tucked up too high and you're like, you can't move.
You just wrestle. You're always wrestling with stuff. You remember Lil D? He always hated it because Megan would go to bed first and she was just all just wound up in the sheets and stuff. And he needs them all neat and flat. So he would get so mad and have to yank half of it out from her.
While she's trying to sleep.
Yes, and then make everything flat and neat for himself.
So he eventually bought one of those beds where the two different sides came up and down, so she basically had her own sheet on her side.
That's right.
That was his solution to get around it.
Because he
bought the Tempur-Pedic, like the hospital beds.
Yeah, that's actually smart.
It's very smart.
It's expensive, but smart.
I can't imagine having like such different sleeping styles, standards, temperatures from my mate. Like that would be a huge problem for me.
Did you guys have to adjust?
Yeah, I just sweat my butt off every night.
she's got too much stuff on?
Yeah. Yeah. No fans because fans they like clog up her nose. I'm always hot. I need the fan. And so I just suffer.
You gave in.
Yeah. So I always wake up pretty much drenched in sweat.
Yeah, I hate that.
Hot. You can't even have a fan on your side on you.
I've done it before, but the problem is I go too far the other way. I have it cranked up too loud, too high.
Oh my God.
That and then
I don't know how anybody's like the stuff I've learned today. I don't think I'm ever going to get back. Wow.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere anytime on the radio.com app.